Mike Adams here with a special update on the European collapse crisis. I don't know the right name for it, actually. But a lot of new information has come to light I want to share with you. But let me begin with just backing up a little bit. Sometimes people ask me, how is it that I can conduct interviews with people on any subject, you know, physics, chemistry, health, geology, history, finance, outer space, high tech, whatever. And the simple answer, folks, is every waking hour that I can, I'm listening to other experts and audiobooks. I'm an avid listener, well, slash reader, except I'm not reading books as much as I'm listening to books and listening to interviews. And the reason I mention that is because I heard an interview over the weekend on SGT Report. My friend Sean there, who's, I think, just doing a fantastic job, one of the best in alternative media, and his website's always worth visiting, sgtreport.com. He did an interview with Tom Luongo, and this interview just struck me as extraordinary, and so much so that I'm going to comment about it quite a lot here. Tom Luongo, who is a finance guy, financial analyst, expert slash investor, and so on, and he revealed something entirely new to me that makes good sense, and it's not something that I had considered before. It could explain in great detail, really, what's going on in the world, and it's also positive news, in a sense. So let me share that with you, and we'll get into what this has to do with Europe. And by the way, apologies to Tom Luongo if I'm not paraphrasing him correctly. We're also going to reach out to Tom to invite him on for an interview. Because, again, I think he did a fantastic job with his analysis. He's obviously a very high IQ individual. And also, that'll give him the chance to correct anything if I misstate it here, which I would not do on purpose. But to paraphrase what he told Sean on SGT Report is that the U.S. Federal Reserve is at war with the European Central Bank, or the ECB. And in a sense, again, this is a paraphrase, the Revolutionary War has never quite been settled because the United States has been under the thumb of the United Kingdom for, well, you know, two plus centuries here. And that so much of what happens in the U.S., such as media and corporations and so on, is really run by the British Empire. You could say the City of London, elements probably run by the Vatican and so on. So America has never really been free from Europe. We've continued to operate kind of as a slave colony, in a sense, with the appearance of liberty in the U.S. Constitution and so on. But all this time, we've actually been run by, you know, the Queen and the King, now the King, the British Empire, etc. And in order to get out from underneath that, the American civilization, which is, you know, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. government, and so on, needs to take down the European Central Bank, the euro currency, and the entire organizational structure of Western European government, which, of course, is largely controlled by the British. So at least this is how the theory goes. And the reason this makes sudden sense is because I know for a fact that the United States of America blocked the opening of Nord Stream 2. That's the second natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany, which, of course, would provide an enormous amount of low-cost energy to the European economy. Well, that pipeline was completed in terms of construction, but it was never licensed. It was never allowed to open. And according to my sources, that's because of the United States getting involved and shutting that down so that it could not open. And then, in addition, the United States, by using Ukraine as a proxy state to wage war against Russia, by sending munitions and sending weapons, and also a lot of military personnel who are running satellite intelligence operations, training ops, and things like that, the United States has been able to keep Europe engaged in war with Russia, which has resulted in, combined with the economic sanctions, it's resulted in Russia turning off Gazprom and turning off gas in Nord Stream 1. So then both the pipelines, Nord Stream 2 and 1, are running at 0% and have been now, of course, for quite some time. And this is cutting off the bloodline of the economy of Western Europe. But there's much more than that. In addition, the euro is collapsing while the dollar is skyrocketing as investors are fleeing Europe. And the rising cost of natural gas, which is used to generate electricity across European nations, including Poland and Germany and France and the UK and so on, is causing sky-high electricity prices, which is gutting the industrial economic activity of Europe, and it's causing European governments to have to engage in massive multi-tens of billions of dollars of bailouts. For example, Germany, now $25 billion, I believe, or $24 billion in bailing out Uniper, which is the natural gas utility that provides most of the gas to the electrical generators that provide power to a lot of Germany. In addition, we're told that there's about a $1.5 trillion exposure to derivatives in the energy markets across Europe. That's $1.5 trillion, which right now is also just about 1.5 trillion euros because the euro has fallen so much. So it looks like the governments of the European Union and also the government of the United Kingdom, if they have to engage in these massive, massive bailouts of their own industry and their own energy companies, you know, utility companies and so on, that this is going to bankrupt the ECB for sure. And it's going to bankrupt a lot of the other banks across Western Europe that are not central banks, but rather commercial banks. And remember what Michael Yon told me in his interview just the other day. And I released that on this last Saturday. And if you haven't heard that interview with Michael Yon, consider that a must-listen interview. Go back and review that. I think it's about an hour long, and it is absolutely essential to hear what he has to say. Remember, he speaks German. He just came out of Germany. In fact, over the weekend, he sent me a video of this market, this wholesale food market in Paris that was on fire. It's, I think, the second largest food distribution and wholesale market in all of Europe, and it was burning down. So, you know, the food sabotage, the food infrastructure is being burned down in Western Europe, just like what's happening in the United States as well. And this was a major hit to the food supply to Western Europe. In any case, what Michael Yon indicated to me, I think, was it Michael? Or no, I'm sorry. It was Tuomas Malinen who I believe told me this. But anyway, the Michael Yon interview is a must listen no matter what. But I think it was Malinen who told me that out of the, 30 worldwide banks that are considered critical infrastructure that cannot fail, you know, there's quite a number of these. Out of all of those, did he say 7 or 10? I think he said 10 are in Europe. It's somewhere right around there. It's either 7 or 10. Anyway, if any of those banks fail, then we're looking at a cascading collapse, certainly of European banks and European industry, but also potentially a whole lot of spillover into North American banks, as well as banks of other Western civilization countries such as Australia, Japan, Taiwan, New Zealand, Canada, and so on. So the financial implications of what's actually happening in Europe because of this energy crisis, which frankly the United States engineered, the U.S. pushed Europe into this scenario, it is going to have absolutely devastating impacts on European economy, European industry, European jobs. And because of that, Germany is now preparing for martial law. And over the weekend, news broke about a document out of Poland as well that is a roadmap for martial law in Poland. And it says that the Polish government can take over your home. It can destroy your home. It can stop all road traffic. The government can force you to take any kind of treatment. The government can condemn your home or business due to radioactive fallout. In addition, the government
controls all resources and will have price controls over all essential supplies, including food supplies. This came out of Poland. It's not yet law, but it is about to be adopted. And I don't know what the closest thing to that would be in the United States, maybe the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA from 2012. That might be something that is similar in scope. So, you know, this is a major thing. And we've seen rumors of troop movements or police on the streets in London. We know for sure that Germany is preparing for martial law. They've already said they're going to deploy some kind of civil police protection slash National Guard, whatever they call it, in anticipation of riots and civil unrest and so on. So what we're seeing across Europe is an anticipation of things getting far worse than anything the government is admitting to in terms of economics. I mean, the government's not coming out and just saying, hey, we're going to run out of energy. We're going to have mass joblessness, homelessness. People are going to freeze to death. People are going to starve to death. Industry is going to be shut down 50% or more. We may be looking at permanent deindustrialization and so on. They're not saying that. They're not talking about bank failures, bail-ins, nothing. But what if all of this is, in fact, a high-level tactical financial war game being waged between central banks? What if this is the Federal Reserve waging war against the ECB? And again, that's Tom Luongo's, I think, analysis of what's happening. And some might even say, oh, this is the white hat scenario where the white hats, and although I don't know how you say the central bank is run by white hats, because I think that the Federal Reserve is one of the most evil institutions in the world, but I'm just describing the scenario. Some people say, what if they're white hats actually, and they're taking down the European fascist slash socialist slash communist regime that has controlled the United States and the US media and so much of the world for all of these years? Is this a global takedown of the fascist, even the green regime that's trying to push the environmental score, the ESG, and all of this compliance with, you know, ecological tyranny, I guess this is the only way to describe it. What if the American Central Bank has decided that they want America to be free from the Europeans? Not that the Federal Reserve is the good guys, but they just want to run their cartel by themselves without having to pay the British cartel, skimming off the top, right? It's like a division of the gang. The United States gang wants to have total control over the U.S. territory and not be ruled by any influence from the United Kingdom or the European fascists. That's the analysis. Now, is this true? Is this the case? Well, there are actions that the United States has taken that are aligned with this. And there are actions the Federal Reserve is taking and so on. And, you know, this whole war with Russia, who does it hurt the most? It hurts Western Europe. And if the United States provokes Russia into a nuclear exchange, who does Russia nuke first? Not necessarily the United States, but rather Berlin, maybe Brussels, probably London and Paris and so on. They get nuked first. Western Europe gets annihilated, which is exactly the situation that happened in World War II. And if you recall, it was post-World War II that the United States became the world superpower, the most dominant superpower in the world, mostly because the United States was the only major industrial country still left standing, because Europe had been wiped out. The industrial base had been destroyed. Well, maybe there are factions in the United States that are saying, let's do it again. Let's destroy Western Europe or allow them to destroy themselves, which, of course, Western European governments are suicidal with all their green energy nonsense anyway. But what if this is deliberate on the part of America to destroy Western Europe, to weaken Russia, and then to leave America and China as the last two powers standing, and then somewhere along the way to cause an economic collapse in China, which is on the verge of happening anyway, and then that would leave America. I mean, this is one of those scenarios where it's a question of who's the last man standing, so to speak, or person, the last country standing, where everybody gets hurt. And it's a question of how much pain these nations or regions can endure before they collapse. Because as Tom Luongo said, that it looks like the Central Bank of America is trying to take down Western Europe, but it's going to hurt America as well because of the high interest rates. And, you know, America's markets, real estate markets and stock markets and so on, are going to take a massive hit in the process of financially strangling to death Western Europe, or the Central Bank of Western Europe, the ECB. And then once the ECB dies, then the Fed would pivot and try to restart America's economy and bring it back from the brink of suffocation or destruction. I mean, that sounds like a crazy death wish, like two people locked in a room strangling each other to death and to find out who passes out first, you know? But then again, everything that the countries are doing right now seems like a suicide mission, so nothing should surprise us. But there you go. That's the analysis. Is it accurate? I don't know. I'm going to invite Tom Luongo on, ask him more questions about this, and you can decide if you think this is what's going on. It's certainly another piece of the puzzle, a little data point that you can put in your pocket as we're all trying to figure out what's going on. I don't know all the answers, obviously. I'm asking a lot of questions, and I have a lot of suspicions about what's going on, and I don't trust any central banks, and I certainly don't trust any governments. And I think that right now, every individual needs to become their own central bank with gold and silver. I put faith in gold and silver and God. I don't put any faith in any central bank. That's my theory, but you can decide for yourself. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also Brighteon.com.